I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, January 11th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will appeal a ruling that says the city doesn't own the Adams Academy building in Quincy Center. A Supreme Court justice ruled that the academy is owned by the Adams Temple Trust Fund, established by President John Adams. The trustee says he wants to sell the academy to benefit the Woodward School for Girls. Koch says the trust states that the property belongs to the people of Quincy. Some Quincy city councilors want the city to help pay for a ferry service to Long Island. A resolution states that Quincy would help Boston create a ferry service to Long Island for the creation of a substance abuse treatment center there. The statement goes on to say Quincy opposes Boston's plans to rebuild a bridge to Long Island. Quincy Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane wants the city to explore creating its own power and light company. Kane says National Grid has caused numerous power outages in the city, so he wants the company to explain why, but also wants Quincy to create a municipally owned power company. Kane is also leading the push for a city-owned internet service. Quincy officials expected to approve a measure that would require online rentals through platforms such as Airbnb to register with the city and pay fees. The measure was introduced after concern that some rentals were lowering the quality of life in residential neighborhoods. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, January 11th.